Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back at 34 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Don Cooper is our guest. He's America's networking guru, and he's the president of Don Cooper & Company and our good friend. Don, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. Good to be back.
Have you back with us? Don, one of the things that I know that you want to talk about today is this thing of fear and selling. And it's important to talk about this, I think, because one of the things that prevents a lot of sales is fear.
Absolutely.
A lot of different ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, I do a lot of work with various companies all over North America, and I keep seeing the same patterns. I keep seeing salespeople avoiding behavior that would help them make the sale. And I've been studying this, and the root cause is basically fear. It seems that most salespeople are ruled by fear. They're controlled by fear.
Hmm.
And not all salespeople, because there are some that have conquered their fear, and they go out there, and they love what they sell, and they're passionate about it, and they're really confident, and they know that what they have will benefit their customers. That's a minority, unfortunately. The average salesperson is kind of going through the motions, and their fear is a lot stronger than their confidence and their knowledge.
What are they afraid of?
Well, the number one fear that salespeople have, ironically, is losing the sale.
Losing the sale that they actually don't have yet.
Exactly. Yeah, a customer walks in the door, and the first thought that flips through the subconscious of a salesperson is, oh no, I'm going to lose this sale. How can I not lose it?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than thinking, oh great, here's an opportunity, let's see what we can do, they start thinking, oh no, here's a sale I'm going to lose. They start from the negative right from the very beginning. And that overwhelming fear of losing the sale is what keeps them from doing a lot of things that would be beneficial for them, and it encourages them to do things which are bad.
Mm-hmm.
When a salesperson offers a discount, that's based on that fear of losing the sale.
Mm-hmm.
When I say, because I always ask for discounts. Whenever I go shopping anywhere, I ask for a discount.
I have been known to ask for discounts at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And that's a true story, folks.
I ask for discounts.
And you know what? I got it before. I have gotten it before.
I believe it. Because I get discounts almost every time I ask.
Uh-huh.
And
I don't get offended if I don't get one. I just say, well, I had to ask.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
But you got nothing to lose.
That's right.
But the salesperson is terrified that if they don't give you the discount, you're walking out. And so they give you the discount based on that fear, and that is simply giving away money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that a lot of salespeople need to understand, is that, you know, they're not necessarily going to lose the sale if they don't provide the customer with a discount. Ask for one doesn't mean we have to have one.
Isn't the fear of rejection at the heart of all this?
That's a separate fear.
Okay.
That's a different fear.
So fear of rejection is a different fear from fear of losing the sale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fear of rejection is a big reason why so many salespeople have a hard time making phone calls,
mm-hmm.
for example, or approaching the customer in the first place, or making cold calls, or making follow-up calls, because they don't want to hear the word no.
So you're saying the fear of rejection prevents you from going in at all, whereas the fear of losing the sale affects your behavior when you're on the call.
Exactly.
All right, I see the difference now.
Yeah, they're two different fears, and both of them are crippling,
mm-hmm.
absolutely crippling. So One is sort of a personal fear, that fear of rejection. The other one is more of a financial fear,
mm-hmm.
because you know we have both of those separate fears that kick in different times.
So fear of losing a sale is a little bit like a poker game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, if whoever can have the best poker face and who can sort of stare the other one down, who can take whichever one wants to take the chance, especially the salesperson, who wants to take the chance, you know, on of losing the sale, that's who's going to win.
Yeah, yeah. If fear will kill you in poker.
Yeah.
And it will do the same thing for you in sales.
Absolutely. Stand by, Don. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about fear and selling with our good friend Don Cooper right after these messages. Don's website is doncooper.com, C-O-O-P-E-R, doncooper.com. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Jim Ballard is going to join us. Jim is an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, just like Don Cooper, our guest this half hour. And Jim is going to help us gain and maintain some balance in our lives. He always does a good job of that. After that, Bill Dunkelberg will join us, and we're going to hear about what Bill's small business owners told him in the most recent survey about the economy. And then after Bill, Rick Stroud will join us, and he's with the American Association of Administrative Professionals. Used to be called the Secretaries Association. And this is Administrative Professionals Week, and tomorrow is Administrative Professionals Day. And so every year we talk to Rick or some of his folks about what these outstanding individuals do in the marketplace. And then after that, we're going to be visiting with a new friend from IBM, Ron Sperano, and we're going to talk about wireless technology, how it's taking over and how it's going to mean, how important it's going to be to the future. Looking forward to getting Ron on the show. Don Cooper and I are talking about fear and selling. Don, do you think all salespeople experience fear?
Well, at one time or another, I think so. The best salespeople learn to overcome it.
Well, but still, learning how to overcome it doesn't mean that you don't have it.
Not necessarily.
I mean, you experience it. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but Sir Laurence Olivier said one of the last things that he revealed to the world before he died was that he never not had stage fright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not so much not having fear, but managing to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to deal with it so that it doesn't control you. That's really the key. It's not that the fear will never, ever be there, but that you learn to deal with it, you learn to subjugate it, you learn to overcome it.
Isn't that important, though, to understand that you're probably never going to be without fear, but it's not actually something that should define you?
Absolutely.
I mean, to recognize that if you are fearful about selling, that it's okay. You just need to work through it.
Yeah, I talk about that when I do sales seminars. Because it's important to recognize that, A, the fear exists, because most people are not even aware of it, and then, B, to discover where that fear comes from, because that helps put it in much better perspective,
mm-hmm.
and then, C, how exactly to deal with that fear. By doing those three things, anybody can master that fear that keeps them from selling more effectively.
One thing about selling is a classic example of Darwin's law of evolution.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if you see somebody who has been in selling for very long, then you might not be able to say that those people don't have any fear anymore, but you can say that if they're still selling, that they've learned how to overcome it, because if you don't, it will prevent you from being successful as a salesperson.
That's exactly it. You're 100% correct. So what I teach people is where these fears come from and then how to deal with those fears. And so it's important to recognize that these fears are natural, they're normal, they're understandable, and here's what you need to do to get over them.
All right, what are some of those things?
Well, the first step is to recognize where it comes from. You know, the fear of rejection is something that we get a hold of early on in life, and it's real difficult for us to hear the word no. What we need to understand is that that's part of selling, and that for every no we hear, we're going to get closer to a yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that when a customer or a prospect tells us no, that doesn't necessarily mean no, absolutely not, not ever. It just means no, not right now.
And it doesn't mean no, get out of my sight, I never want to see you again.
Yeah, exactly. So recognize that when we get a no from a customer, that doesn't mean the sale is over. That means, you know, the challenge is beginning, but, you know, great salespeople relish that first no.
Right.
So that's the challenge.
Right.
Being able to figure out how we can get this prospect married up with our product or our service if we know it's right for them.
Well, at least at that point, that's when you first know that the customer is not indifferent to you.
Yes. That's absolutely right. Because I'd much rather get a no than a maybe.
That's right. Or maybe nothing.
Maybe drive me nuts.
Or nothing.
Yeah. I want some kind of commitment either way. Because if it's a no, I can deal with that. Because I know what the next step is.
If you never get a no, you're working with a visitor, folks. There are people out there who, believe it or not, there are people out there who will let you visit with them.
And they'll just suck up your time.
And never buy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So recognize that rejection is part of the course of selling and that rejection is necessary to get to the yes. And if you want to experience the thrill of closing that sale, then you have to work through some of those no's.
Mm-hmm.
That gets easier when you have a lot of confidence in what you're selling. And one of the challenges is that so many people don't really believe passionately in what they sell. I'm kind of fortunate in that what I sell, to a large extent, is me.
Mm-hmm. And you love you, don't you?
Yeah. The same is true, though, for anybody. You've got to be able to absolutely love what you sell and to know that what you sell is terrific and it's going to be great for your customer.
And if you don't, folks, if you're selling something you don't believe in, I can't say this any more emphatically than this. Leave it. Go away from it and go find something you can sell that you believe in.
Absolutely. You've got to have that passion.
Because otherwise, that's a miserable existence.
Because everything changes. When you look at your customer and you think, he's not going to buy. He doesn't want this. This is no good for him. It's a lousy product. And you change from that to, you know, this prospect needs this service.
Mm-hmm.
Because this service is going to do wonders for this prospect. When your mindset changes in that respect, everything else changes.
Yeah.
But that's...
Your whole attitude changes.
Yeah.
And it comes across. It just radiates out of you.
Exactly.
And that, believe it or not, eliminates a lot of rejection.
Yep. So that's the second step. There's a third one we'll talk about when we come back from the break.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick one. It's 10 till. Don Cooper is our guest. Don't forget DonCooper.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. We're visiting with our good friend Don Cooper. Don, on your website, DonCooper.com, what do we find when we get there?
Find some articles, find some tips on networking, sales, marketing, and a lot more stuff to come.
And if somebody wanted to use your services as a keynote speaker on a number of different issues I know that you can talk about or to help you with to help them with their sales staff or with dealing with their customers, are on a lot of different issues that they can find out how to contact you there and about some of the services that you offer?
Yeah, absolutely. Or they can just email me at don@doncooper.com or call me at 303-449-1389.
All right. Check that out when you get a chance, folks. As you can tell, Don knows what he's talking about. Don, let's get back into this issue of fear and selling. And I think you were talking about you were giving us a couple of examples of how we can overcome fear.
Yeah, we're saying before the break that the first step is recognizing the fear, understanding where it comes from, and the second step was to be absolutely confident in your product, your service, yourself, and the third step is understanding the customer. A big challenge for salespeople is that we don't know what the customer's thinking. And that scares us. Because if we don't know if the customer likes our product or our service, or if we don't know if it's a good fit, then we have no idea if we can make the sale or not. That creates all this fear of losing the sale. And ironically, the solution to this is real simple. Ask.
Mm-hmm.
I am astounded at how few salespeople ever ask the customer anything. I have been in so many stores, so many dealerships, so many places where I wanted to buy something, and the salesperson never made any attempt to sell me anything.
They told you things, but they didn't ask you anything.
Yeah. They never asked me if I wanted to buy it. They never mm-hmm. made any effort. So it's critical to engage your customer in a conversation. Ask them questions, because that's how you determine if what you sell is the right fit for that customer.
Do you think we're losing the art of selling in America?
I don't think we're losing it.
Do you think it's as well developed and as it used to be?
I think we've gotten away from personal relationships. As the country has gotten more industrialized and grown so much, I think selling has become a lot more impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge is the less personal sales become, the harder sales are to make.
Well, it's with all the high tech. I mean, when I was coming up as a young pup, Don, almost all sales were made face to face.
Exactly.
Sales calls. I mean, I made a zillion of them.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in the waiting room outside the purchasing agent's office, you know, for a number of years, along with a bunch of other folks, you know, who were salespeople, and that's the way the marketplace was. You don't see that setting anymore.
Not as much.
And so I wonder about that. And so consequently, maybe there's more fear than there used to be.
That's entirely possible, because when you can't see someone's face and you can't hear their voice, there's a lot less feedback to work with.
Right.
Which is why it's so important to make face-to-face calls. Why it's important to get people on the phone and hear their voice. But anything you do, you've got to ask questions. You can't simply dump on your prospect all the information about your product.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know if it's a good fit unless you know about that particular prospect.
And isn't it amazing when you ask a question and you get an answer that's productive, how that sort of minimizes fear?
Exactly.
It really does, doesn't it?
Information is the key to overcoming fear.
When you get on a little bit of a roll and you got some things going on now and you quit thinking about how frightened you are and you start thinking about how much progress you're making.
Exactly. You get to focus on the customer and the customer's needs, the customer's issues, mm-hmm. and the customer's fears.
Yeah.
Because the customer has fears as well. And a big part of our job in selling is allaying those fears.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can alleviate the customer's fears with our solution, then they want to buy it.
Don, we're coming up on the end of the segment, but before we do, I want to remind people, folks, one thing to remember about fear of rejection: assume the attitude that if they say no, you're no worse off than you are right now. You're already outside their office.
Absolutely.
If you're afraid to go in, what's the worst they can do? Ask you to go outside where you are right now. Right, Don?
Yep. Yeah, the irony is you can't lose a sale you haven't made yet.
Don, thank you for being here. Good job today. It's always a lot of fun when you join us.
Well, my pleasure, Jim.
We'll do it again real soon.
Thanks.
Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, doncooper.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.